Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting Captain Kimmerant the Cormorant, an original story by Daniel Hines, performed for you by Kelsey Lee. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Abby and Melissa and their family, Naomi and Hiro and their family, Abby Lee, Nathan and Alex and their family, and Rowan and Gabriel Sawmore and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Gabriel, Rowan, Alex, Nathan, Abby Lee, Hiro, Naomi, Melissa, and Abby. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
There once lived Captain Kimmerant the Cormorant, a pirate shore who sailed the seven seas. And all that clever Captain Kimmerant the Cormorant wanted he could taste upon the breeze. Arg, you scurvy birds, and squawk, you mateys! The candid Captain Cormorant could cry. And though the crew did number in the 80s, they'd all smartly salute him in reply. His kingdom was a madly maudlin galley, a pirate ship with banners black and bold. His cannons would dole out a dread finale to ships that sailed the wild waters of old. The captain loved his ship like 'twas his mother. He named it as a wink, succinct and sure. And in 1,000 years you'll never know another ship dubbed the most dreaded predator. His crew were birds of every kind and color, eagles brave and parrots prettily plumed, crows and cranes and jays and others duller, and not a wong among the lot well groomed. Most pirate crews they lusted after booty, treasure chests of grandly gilded gold. But King Cormorant's crew had a self-sworn duty. They wanted every bit of bread ever been sold. The first mate was a seagull named Serena. The captain found her begging by the beach. And now she leads a battle like Athena, and foes tremble when they hear her pirate screech. The bosun was a strict and stern old nuthatch. He lost his eye while warring with the whale. So now he wears a tiny birdie eye patch, and in his cups he loves to tell the tale. The quartermaster was a stork named Shannon, who would tally every bit and bite of bread. She counted every sword and every cannon, and when out of wing she used her toes instead. Raven Rick, he was the ship's best fighter, a danger with a gun or sure sharp sword. And if you spoke against his friend the writer, then you would travel home but never more. The hawk, she was the lookout in the crow's nest. The crow, he swabbed the poop deck every hour. The owl's the advisor who just knows best. The rest would man the sails with faces dour. They loved their loaves and rolls all fresh and crusty, wheat and white and roundly risen rye. But their go-to favorite and most trusty was whatever bread they didn't have to buy. So the feathered pirates sailed the open oceans, led bravely by their cormorant Captain Kimmerant. And when the smell o' bread tugged their emotions, they knew a bit of pirating was imminent. They'd pull up to a heavy-loaded vessel, their cannons burning level loud and large. And when the pirate crew would crash and wrestle, Captain Kimmerant was the first to lead a charge. They stole a Frankish frigate full of French bread. They stole a baron's barge of Barbary. They stole a sultan's sailboat of Sicilian. And they stole the old queen's crumpets meant for tea. Well, word spread to the Royal British Navy of the dread captain's most wild and warring ways. So they sent a fleet across the oceans wavy to bring an end to all the captain's days. They hunted Kimmerant all across the waters. They hunted him through all bare breadless bays. And the British admiral swore upon his daughters he'd see the good ship Predator ablaze. They'd finally met on waters wan and frantic. The ocean mad, its hands hammering halt. And the admiral swore he'd feed the old Atlantic. Every last beacon feather air smelt salt. Captain Kimmerant, well, he wasn't much for hiding. He told his crew, my bird's battle begins. And if tonight we dine with old Poseidon, we'll see how well our feathers work as fins. The crew fought with the British in their wigging. They fought them with the cannon's constant crash. They fought them at the rails and at the rigging. And they all fought like pirates bold and brash. But in the end the British were too many, and Kimmerant's ship was swiftly sinking soon. So he called to him his crew, and that was when he told them all to fly away from their doom. The crew, they raised a row and raised a ruckus. Said, Cap, we can't forget you're in their grip. He said, well, if you stay, they'll only pluck us. It's a captain's honor, I'll go down with his ship. So sad and slow, the crew turned tears a-blinking and flew away with lots of lovely loot. And when the British saw Kimmerant all alone and sinking, they gave the brave old pirate a final salute. So when it's for adventure that you're lustin', remember it's not imminent, you're dormorant. And when you're on the seas, please throw a crust in for that brave old Captain Kimmerant, the Cormorant.
The end. Today's story, Captain Kimmerant the Cormorant, was an original story by Daniel Hines, performed for you by Kelsey Lee. If you would like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.